I hope so.
Hello.
Hello, is this Dionysus?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, this is Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. So the purpose of my call is you actually clicked in your dashboard indicating you wanted more information on Google Guarantee.
On Google what now?
Google Guarantee?
Yeah, tell me more about it.
Okay, do you know anything about it so far?
Not really.
Okay. All right, have you ever tried anything like Angie's Leads or Thumbtack, Porch?
Yes.
What was your experience?
Well, with Angie's, my ROI wasn't really good with them. A lot of the leads were...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or they just didn't pull through.
Mm-hmm.
And with Thumbtack's been kind of... We're still doing wonderful with Thumbtack.
Good. Okay. So this is different than both of those programs. I do hear that about Thumbtack quite a bit more than I do about Angie's. But this is a different type of program. So have you done a search on Google and seen where at the very top of the page there's a search result that says Google Guarantee next to some of the businesses?
Just remember right off that, but I think I see stuff like that. It's like a green and white or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a green check mark at the top of the page. So this is the Google's own pay-per-lead section. So what has happened is companies like Angie, Thumbtack, Porch, House, all those different pay-per-lead programs, they're some of Google's biggest clients. So what they do is they purchase a position for their company name in the Google Ads, and then they advertise, you know, top 25 contractors for X, Y, or Z. They capture the lead, and then they resell that lead to you and some of your competitors. It's on a per-lead basis that you, but they're getting the leads directly from the first page of Google. So the way Google designed Google Guarantee is for you guys to be listed as your own entities as a top option on the first page of Google and pay only per qualified lead. So if the lead doesn't meet the Google qualifications of a qualified lead, then you're not charged. Now, there are a few different requirements on this. Can you please say your name for me? I'm not sure how to say it.
Dionysus.
Dionysus. I appreciate that. I'm sure you get that a lot, huh?
Yeah, I do, but it's
alright. I'm not surprised. Do you have a nickname?
You can call me Dion.
Dion? I appreciate that. I've always liked that name. It's very unique. Okay. So, Dion, there are a few requirements, and then I would love to tell you about the cost per lead and all the different amazing things that go along with Google Guarantee. It is one of my very, very, very favorite features that's available through the Google product, simply because you're only paying per qualified lead and you have to be an elite status in order to get listed in that section. So first and foremost, do you have any license for the company for expert enhancements?
No, not right this second.
Okay.
We don't really need one for
Yeah. It's not necessarily a requirement. It's just a question that I start off with as far as some companies have an LLC, some companies have a business registration. Do you have the tax EIN number?
Yes.
Okay. Do you guys have general liability insurance for the company?
Working on that too.
Okay. All right. So one of the...
We have an LLC, so it's good.
You have an LLC? Okay. That's fantastic. There is a requirement for general liability insurance in order to qualify for Google Guarantee. And then can you pass a background check? No felonies in the last 7 years?
Yes.
Do you have a Social Security number from the United States?
Yes.
Do you have a driver's license number?
Yes.
Okay. And then the upfront cost on that, once you guys have the insurance, would be a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get the company background check. Now, how many face-to-face employees do you have, meaning employees who go out and bid the job on behalf of the company without you or Mrs. Santos present?
Face-to-face employees, I got about five.
And do they go out and do the bid the job and work the job by themselves where you never show up?
Yes.
Okay. Then if you have face-to-face employees that go out and do the job on their own without you being present, then probably you're going to need to put them on the application itself. Now, getting into the actual services, I see that your Google profile that we've set up for you and have going here says that you're a general contractor. When I look at some of the services that you're providing, I see that you're offering a lot of different things for handyman services as well as things that can will fall into general contracting. But are you doing like full remodels and stuff?
If we come across a gig like that, yeah, we will.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of our gigs are like partial. Like we'll be doing one job, like a sheetrock or sheetrock repair or installation or something like that.
Okay, so you're doing more along the lines of like installing drywall, installing fans, installing flooring, installing tile, water fixtures, painting, stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I think that you would actually fall under the handyman vertical as opposed to the general contractor vertical, because the general contractor vertical is like bathroom remodel, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, home building, home addition, home remodel and reno, roofing, things like that. So the difference is it's definitely going to change the price in the cost per lead depending on what it is that we have you coming up for. Does that make sense?
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, with the Google guarantee, if I have you coming up as a handyman, right, which no one's to say that a full remodel won't come from that, you know, there's no way for us to be able to tell if one would actually come from that or not, but it very well could. You see what I'm saying? As opposed to, and the cost per lead on that is actually going to be quite a bit less than the Google leads coming through that are for the general contracting. So
okay.
If the handyman verticals, once you're completely Google guarantee approved per qualified lead with the handyman vertical, you're actually looking at, let me see here, $56 per lead, or with the general contracting vertical, the cost per lead on that is actually $62.67.
Okay. Yeah, it probably is better to go with the handyman for right this second.
Right. So if you guys want to give it a shot, the first thing we got to do is get the insurance squared away, because they're going to ask for the certificate of insurance, and you have to put that on the Google guarantee application. You guys would pay the $250 application fee. We would go ahead and get your Google Guarantee application completely processed. Processing for Google Guarantee application, terms and conditions state, max of 4 to 8 weeks. It does not always or even usually take that long, but I like to let my clients know what the terms and conditions do state. The sooner you get us the information we need and turn in the application, the quicker we're able to move. Now, once your Google Guarantee approved, your ad will go live. The guarantee is actually to the general public, stating what it states here on Google is get it done right or Google pays you back. Your business will be guaranteed because it has passed certain checks, and it actually gives their clients a money-back guarantee up to $2,000 worth of insurance with a lifetime cap. So meaning if anything went wrong and they complained directly to Google, Google would pay them back up to $2,000 worth of insurance on behalf of your company. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
is this different from the actual Google leads, right? I mean, not Google leads, Google
the,
ads.
The package that you currently have with us?
Right.
Yes, it is. It's different. This would be considered an upgrade.
Okay, yeah, because we haven't really, like, it's, our business isn't popping up, like, on maps and stuff like that yet. So I was just trying to figure out, like, what's the time on that before we actually start seeing some results. We haven't really gotten much off of Google since then.
Sure. So you've been with this program for 5 weeks, and it looks like they did just extend your billing out an additional 2 weeks. So the search results are exactly where they're supposed to be at this point. The terms and conditions stay a max of 4 to 6 weeks for maximum results. And there does appear to be some different calls that have came through your call tracking system with actual leads. People asking to have light switches done, sheetrock changed out, different things here. So the program's actually just about to really, you know, pop here with what you currently have.
We're using our tracking number on other services, so it's not really accurate.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah.
If you want to be able to track the results from this, then you would use it where we're advertising the business with, you know, on the website, and then it also goes through with the Facebook, the Yelp, Apple, and Bing. But if you are getting skewed results because you're giving that particular number out to some of your other clients or advertising it in other places, then it's definitely going to change the results.
Okay.
All
right, well, I guess we'll just try to get on the Google Verified.
Right. Well, once you guys have the insurance, then we're able to go ahead and send out the application and get everything moving for the Google Guarantee to get you guys that, you know, additional verification, the advanced verification for the Google Guarantee. But at this point, we have to have those documents in place first in order to, we wouldn't even take you on as a client for it because we don't want to promise you something that we're not able to produce on. Yeah, I know for a fact that you won't get approved through the Google Guarantee application without it. So that's why it needs to be taken care of first. Now, once you're ready to move forward with that, then I would love to walk you through that process because I believe that you would really like it. When the clients contact you, you know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming in because it says so on your caller ID. It gives the whisper feature right before you pick up the phone and lets you know that's a Google Guarantee client. So when you're speaking with that person, you know that if this is not a qualified lead, that you're not going to pay for it, meaning if it's a sales solicitation, spam, or robocall, you don't pay for that lead. If it's somebody seeking employment with your company or asking for a service that you don't provide that's not listed in your service profile, you don't pay for that lead. If they're requesting a service outside of your service radius that's not listed on your service profile, you don't pay for that lead. So they actually have a call tracking number that's assigned directly by Google, and AI is listening to each one of those phone calls in order to ensure that you guys are getting quality calls. So the only things that actually count as a qualified call is A, if the customer is calling to set face-to-face appointment for you to come out and give estimate face-to-face, or B, if somebody is requesting estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone. Now, the call tracking number that's assigned with this is completely different and has no association with the one that Local Splash has assigned you. And that number is continually rotating. So you're never going to be able to give that number out as a phone number for the business because it's not a consistent number. They do that so people can't run your ads out. Okay?
Right. Okay, yeah, I definitely think that's what's going on these other platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. That way you guys have my contact information when you're ready for Google Guarantee, and then we can go ahead and get it squared away for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, bye.
Bye.